First, just a little shrine from yesterday. Finish up Simcoe Aleph, and then we'll move on to Simcoe Beis. So one point that is a very important point, which I don't think I mentioned yesterday, is we spoke about a suffix that we spoke. When you have a suffix beria, or you have a suffix chaticha rud l'skabed, then you have a right to be mekel. If you have a stake, which is that's vaday roi l'skabed. Let's say you have something which is you're not sure if it's roi l'skabed. Let's say like that machlokes about the little pieces of the chicken nuggets, the little pieces of fats. So machlokes in the paskim whether we could consider it or not. So such a type of machlokes have a right to be mekel because it's a din d'rabbanan. So you could be mekel whether if you're not sure. Now we're about to learn in the next siman the din of davar sheyesh loy matirin. So over there, the halacha is, Mari says already beferish, that a suffix, if it's a davar sheyesh loy matirin, is aser. So for example, let's say you have a beis hashanel de b'yamtif, is aser, because, well, we'll soon talk about the reason why it's aser, but the halacha is that even if you have a suffix whether or not it was nel de b'yamtif, suffix if it was nel de b'yamtif, still it's aser. Because you have to go l'chumra. When it comes to davar sheyesh loy matirin, even if there's a suffix, you go l'chumra. So which one is more chamer? Davar sheyesh loy matirin or chaticha rud l'skabed? So you'll answer me, davar sheyesh loy matirin is more chamer. So davar sheyesh loy matirin, a suffix, you go l'chumra. Now, by davar sheyesh loy matirin, pretty much all the poskim agree that if this beitza gets mixed into the other beitzim, so it's loy batel. But if it gets mixed into potatoes, then it is batel. The chumrah of davar sheyesh loy matirin loy batel only applies by minay, not by min b'she'ein minay. So now, knowing what we know before, that a davar sheyesh loy matirin is more chumr than a chaticha rud l'skabed, because a davar sheyesh loy matirin a suffix is aser, and a chaticha rud l'skabed a suffix is mutter. So now, if I'm going to ask you, the chumrah of a chaticha rud l'skabed, it's loy batel, does it apply only by min b'minay, or does it apply even by min b'she'ein minay? So what would you answer me? So this matter says, the answer is very simple. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma docha davar sheyesh loy matirin. Which is more chomer than chaticha rud l'skabed, because a suffix davar sheyesh loy matirin is aser, and a suffix chaticha rud l'skabed is mutter. So ma docha davar sheyesh loy matirin is batel in min b'she'ein minay. So kolshken chaticha rud l'skabed, which is not as chomer as a davar sheyesh loy matirin. So kolshken, it should be able to be batel min b'she'ein minay. Right? That is the kal v'chomer of the Issur v'Hatir. So the Shach and Taz both disagree and explain that a chaticha rud l'skabed is batel, is loy batel, bein b'minay, bein shaloy b'minay. And the chilek is very pashut. You have to understand what's the reason why a chaticha rud l'skabed is loy batel, and the reason why davar sheyesh loy matirin is loy batel. A chaticha rud l'skabed is loy batel because why? Because it's chashuv. It's too chashuv to become batel. So if it's chashuv, so it doesn't matter what it gets mixed into. Its chashivos is preventing it from being batel. You can't be batel if it's so chashuv. So therefore, that chumra applies even min m'she'ein minay. M'she'ein kein davar sheyesh loy matirin, as we're going to start to discuss in a few minutes. The reason why it's not able to be, the reason why it's bottled by min b'she'ein minay, it's a technical reason. The reason why davar sheyesh loy matirin is not bottled only applies by minay, and it doesn't apply by min b'she'ein minay. So don't tell me, don't make this kal v'chomer that, you know, davar sheyesh loy matirin is more chomer, so therefore, if davar sheyesh loy matirin is bottled min b'she'ein minay, so kol shekein chaticha rud l'skabed should be bottled min b'she'ein minay. One thing doesn't have to do with the other. Yeah, davar sheyesh loy matirin might be more chomer, but the reason why it's not batel only makes sense by min b'minay, not by min b'she'ein b'minay, whereas the reason why chaticha rud l'skabed is not batel applies the same equally b'minay and by min b'she'ein b'minay. So therefore, the halacha remains that chaticha rud l'skabed, when you say it's loy batel, it's sai b'minay and sai min b'she'ein b'minay. The same thing in last siman when we spoke about a beria. Also, bein b'minay, bein shaloy b'minay. And this was the rule. Anything that has to do with chashivus, right? So it's not bottle, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi. Davar sheyesh matirin, the vart why it's not bottle, we're going to soon give two reasons. But it's nothing to do with chashivus. It's not based on chashivus. It's a special reason, and that special reason only applies to mim b'minoi and not to mim b'shehi d'minoi, as we're soon going to explain. That was one point I wanted to make, which is the hemshech of last year, but it's really also like an introduction to the Simen Kuf Beis, which is Davar sheyesh matirin. But one more detail I just want to say from the end of the Simen, if the end of Simen Kuf Aleph is, I think we mentioned Siv Zayin. I said the Yisoid Hadin, yeah, that whatever, if you have a Chazir Gavur L'Skabed that gets mixed in, you have a Treifa steak that gets mixed into Kasher steaks, and they're all Aser. If some of those steaks, so the halacha is you're not allowed to cut those steaks up. That's a mevatanis l'chatchila. And if you do, b'meizid, everything is going to be aser al tzaknas. But if they were cut up b'shoigig, so then whatever is cut up, the mechaber says is mutar miman of shach. Either if it's a kosher piece, it's fine. And even if it's a treifa piece, it was batal. Because if once the treifa piece is cut up, it's batal. You don't know it's the treifa piece. You don't know which is the treifa piece. Alatzad, so because it's not as if the taruvis becomes undone. People misunderstand this. What does it mean? What does it mean that if it's a treifa piece, so then you could eat it? What do you mean? How could you eat the treifa piece? We don't know it's a treifa piece. If you know it's a treifa piece, then the taruvis is undone, and then obviously you can't eat the treifa piece. And everything else, which you know is not the treifa piece, you could eat. That's not what's happening over here. It's still a taruvis. You still don't know which is the treifa piece. But because you still don't know which is the treifa piece, in the possibility that this was the treifa piece, it was batal. So therefore, the ones that were cut up, you could eat. And like the Pahabra Paskin, you could only eat the cut up ones. But the ones that remain, even if a majority of them are cut up, you still can't eat the whole ones. You can't assume, even though logic will tell you, math will tell you, that if you had 10 pieces and seven were cut up, the logic will tell you the Isser is probably, Roiv will tell me that the Isser is in the cut-off ones, which I have a right to follow Roiv, right? So therefore, Roiv should tell me that I should be allowed to eat even the whole ones, the three whole ones. The answer is, I can't, because Halacha also tells me, the Klalim and Halacha tell me that the pile of cut-up, that the Isser is in the pile of whole ones, not in the pile of cut-up ones. How is that? If the pile of cut-up ones are bigger than the pile of whole ones, how could it be that the Isser, that why should I say that the halacha is in the whole ones, not in the cut-up ones? The answer is because when I'm taking each one from the, each one that I'm taking, the rule is called the parish miruba parish. If I have a pile of 10 and one is removed from that pile, we assume where did that one come from the majority. Since a majority were heter, each one that I took was probably the heter one. So that's why each one that I took, I cut up, once it was separated from the pile, it became cut up. So that's already enough to tell me that it's most probably the kosher one. So therefore, I can't assume that the treifa one was the cut up one and be able to eat the three whole ones. Okay. In the end, in the very end, the two last sifim, he speaks about a different concept, and people were asking me about it. It's a fairly simple concept. Let's say when you have, 10 chickens, or 10 behemoths, and you shechted them all, and you found that one is a treifa. You didn't find that one is a treifa because you were checking the body of the animal, and you found that it was. Something that you removed from the animal told you that it was a treifa. So let's say you took out, you shechted 10 chickens, you took out the stomachs of the chicken, and you saw in one of the stomachs, it had a treifa. So it means now one, the chicken that this stomach belonged to is a treifa, and you don't know which it is. And let's assume that the feathers are already off, so it's ready to skabet. So what do we have to paskin? That all the chickens are aser, right? If you can take the stomach and match it up to where it came out of the chicken, if you can match up the stomach to the chicken, then you can figure out which is the treifa chicken. If it's a perfect match, the stomach, if you measure it, if you match it up with the chickens, and you see that it matches up perfectly with one of the chickens, so then you figure it out that it belongs to this one, and then that one's the treifa one, and all the others are kosher. And the same thing in the other case, where let's say you found the treifa, you cut out, you shechted the animals, behemoths, and you found the treif on one of the heads. You found the hole in the brain of one of them. So, means one of the animals are treif, and if the skins are already off, so it's clear with the scabbard it's not batel, you can't. So if you could match up the head with the animal that it belongs to, then you're good. Now, how exactly are you mashing it up? We don't speak too much details over here. It really talks more details in Simen Pei Gimel, where it is a similar concept when you have a fish. So if you see the scales on the fish, you know it's a kosher fish, yeah? Unless you have a piece of fish that you don't see, you have two pieces of fish. One you could see the scales, one you can't. So if you could match up and see that this is really from the same fish, so the scales from that little part of it can be the simen for the whole thing. So there's two ways of comparing it. There's comparing it by the color, that it's like a match, so you could see that it's from the same, or comparing it by the cut, that you could see that it matches up, the part where it was cut, it matches up perfectly. So the different shittas in the poskim, which one you use, if you could use both or only one, or sometimes use one and not the other, so those are already details. But this is the concept. The concept is, that's right, this ka bait, so they're all the aser, but if you can match it up and figure out which one it belongs to, then it's okay.